Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about you and Olympic athletes, small business owners. You know, every 4 years, the Summer Olympics are in play, and of course, every 2 years we have Olympics of some kind. It's the Winter Olympics in the every 4 years, and the Summer Olympics every 4 years, and they're sort of staggered, but we're in the middle of the Summer Olympics, and they happen every 4 years, and when they're going on, you and I can watch very special people participate in that noble cause that we call the Olympics. These heroes commit, as you know, they commit countless hours every year, over many years, to achieve a level of excellence that might somehow allow them to qualify to represent their country in the Olympic Games. Now, notice what I just said. Nothing in what I just said had anything to do, nor did I mention winning or getting a medal or receiving any kind of glory. Most Olympians find neither, as you know. And yet, they train, and they compete. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about, look at the people who never even get to the semifinals. But have you ever thought about how much time they put into doing what they do just to be on the team, just to be able to make the team? Think about that. So you're watching an event, and you're at once self-conscious and grateful as the camera's lens brings us right into to invade the privacy of this competitor, that private moment just before competition. We're self-conscious because of the intrusion, but we're grateful because we can share the moment and benefit vicariously from this Herculean effort and sacrifice. The TV camera moves in a little closer. We can actually see the color of their eyes. Even imagine their thoughts. Here's the swimmer, and the swimmer's thinking, 12 years of training, and it all comes down to the next few seconds. Must remember the fundamentals. Then there's the runner. Today, I will perform my personal best. Then the long lens captures the mouth. There's a lick with the tongue to fight the cotton mouth that only those who have risked failure have tasted. The lips move ever so slightly as if to offer a short prayer or claim an affirmation. Every day, you and I watch another group of special people participate in a noble cause, small business. Small business owners, I think, are a lot like Olympic athletes. They commit thousands of hours over many years, pushing mind and body to achieve a level of excellence that might somehow allow them to merely make a living. Notice I didn't say anything about winning or medals or glory. Most small business owners find neither, and yet they show up year after year to work, to compete, and to contribute. Like an Olympic race, sometimes the future of a small business's success rides on how well the owner performs over a very short period of time. If the camera could take you in close, you might see the owner thinking all these years of work and risk could come down to how well I deliver this proposal in the next few minutes. Must remember the fundamentals. The long lens would take you in and capture the lick of the tongue to lessen the cotton mouth that only those who risk failure have tasted. Then the lips move ever so slightly, as if to offer a prayer or claim an affirmation. Olympians and small business owners are dedicated to what they love. Both work hard in search of excellence, take great risks against all odds, and usually at their own expense. And when I think about those two groups, you small business owners and Olympians, I'll gladly spend my admiration on that kind of a spirit. You know, we polled our audience this week, actually, and we've got some preliminary numbers in on how the poll is going on how people feel about the Olympics. It's very interesting. We asked them, how much of the Summer Olympics have you been or are you going to watch? And what we asked this question, or one option they could use was, I'm watching every minute, I love it all. 6% said that. The next group said, I will watch most events, but not all. 37% said that. And then a group said, I'm only somewhat interested and will watch a few events. That was a big group, 54%, over half. And 3%, the small group, and I was glad to see it was the small group, said, I won't watch any of it. You know, somebody replied to our quote, or to our poll, I should say, and said, I don't watch the Olympics. I'm not much of a sports person. Well, you know what? When I think of the Olympics, it is a sporting event, but it's much greater than that. It's much more than sporting. It's like a small business. A small business's existence is not just about business. It's about pride. It's about faith. It's about passion. It's about seeking excellence. It's about representing something greater than yourself. A small business owner represents his organization or her organization that is made up of many stakeholders, including the employees and their families. That's greater than themselves. An Olympic athlete is not just representing themselves. When you hear them being interviewed, how many times do you hear them talk about representing their country, being part of this team? When I think of the Olympics, my first thought is not about athletics. It's about that kind of idealism. And I like it. I like it when I see it in small business. I like it when I see it in Olympians. And I believe because of Olympians and small business owners, the world is a better place. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.